What does it mean to you to be back here?
I get a chance to bring my three little kids here. So it's a really good full circle for me that this movie lives so long. It's a healthy reminder to me of, you know, if you start out with what you think a good movie is, it might end up that way and it might live forever.
One reason it's lived on is the simple love of the game, as captured by James Earl Jones, portraying writer Terrence Mann.
The memories will be so thick that I have to brush them away from their faces.
When I got home, my wife said, you know, there's this little movie, you've got to do the movie, that I want to warn you, the long speech about baseball will never be in the film. It'll be on the cutting room floor.
America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time.
Even the greatest cynic listened to that and went, my God, that's what this game's all about.
But this movie has never been about just baseball.
Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
Dwyer, how often do people, after they recognize you, say, want to have a catch?
Quite a bit. And I always just say, I'd like that. And sometimes we toss a piece of paper back and forth. Usually the people have some amazing story to tell me about how the movie changed their lives.
Your part is small, but if people recall only one scene, that's the scene.
That moment is so moving to people. And if you have any sort of father issues, it gets imprinted in the back of your mind.
You know what the line has become in popular culture now? People say, if you build it, they will come. But the actual line is, if you build it, he will come. He is your dad.
Yeah, that, you know, it's part of the language now across the country. And movies at their best are about moments that you never ever forget.
An estimated 65,000 fans still make the pilgrimage each year to run the bases or just to have a catch free of charge. And on this particular night, to celebrate Father's Day weekend.
You know, you don't know if you're in Disneyland or in Iowa.
Slowly, the sun gives way to stadium lights. And soon, those lights give way to a movie screen, reminiscent of the film's final shot. Late into the Iowa night, people have come to the Field of Dreams.
A lot of times people go, you know, the movies don't mean anything.